Hello?
Hi, is this Marlon speaking?
Yes, speaking.
Hi, Marlon. This is Sheldon Benjamin. How are you doing today?
I'm fine, thanks.
I just wanted to give you a call. I wanted to catch up about your book. Is this a good time?
Yep, that's fine.
Okay, so first, can you catch me up about, because I'm looking at your last conversation with Miss Jane Foster. And you're talking about something regarding to a budget? Because I can't follow the conversation completely. I don't have a good idea what's going on there.
My budget? I don't remember anything about that.
Okay,
Because
because the last conversation.
I paid for what I paid for. I don't know where that budget stuff came from. It wasn't from me.
Because like I'm just looking at your last message. There was like, "Hello Jane, if you have the time, could you call me back regarding the last message about the budget?" So I am just
Maybe I
looking.
didn't understand what this budget thing was,
Okay.
probably.
So currently, according to the package, you are signed up for book writing. That's for 100 to 110 pages, designing a cover, editing and proofreading, and publishing on Amazon, right?
Right.
Perfect. So, can
It's
you
not a, it's
just.
not a, it's a, it's a journal, actually, that I paid for.
Okay, that's a journal that you paid for. Okay. Aside from the outline, I see you have not received anything at this time, correct?
No, because I don't really ever talk to anybody or explain, kind of my ideas or what it is that I think the journal should look like or what should be inside or anything. So I don't know how to go about doing that.
I see. Okay. And recently, you just sent one file that is for
That's an introduction. So
that's the
there
outline,
was
yes.
origin. Yeah, there was that was an introduction to go in the book, because originally I had another file in there that was talking about something else, and I wanted to. There was seemed to be two versions of it, so I deleted one version, and then I tried to delete the other one, which I guess Jane had modified or done something. And I can't seem to delete that one because I don't want that in there. I just want the introduction, the one that I just wrote and added
I
to
do
that
understand.
file.
I do understand that. However, a message that's sent by someone else or a file added by someone else could not be deleted by you. The person who
No,
uploaded
it
the
would
file
have
can
to be
delete it.
deleted.
Yes.
Right, okay.
It's no problem. These kind of files, like, we can have a bulk of files here. Since it's in the thread, we are able to keep track, so it's no problem. Okay.
Yeah,
Now, you said you have
because
a new outline?
no, I don't have. I just have. I wrote an introduction page that would go at the beginning of the book to kind of explain, what my idea was and
Okay.
why I wrote the book or why I put the journal together. The actual. And then I have some recipes included just to throw in there with my story around those recipes, just to kind of show them, this is the kind of thing that you can do
Okay.
in the journal. How the pages are laid out, I really don't know.
Okay. So now my question is, what basically is the journal about? Is it about your life and what you've gone through overall?
No, well, it's actually about, well, I wrote an introduction, originally I wrote an introduction about, my issues, well, the things that I went through with an eating disorder and all the rest of that stuff. That was that one article that Jane has in there that I can't delete. So that's one that I wanted to get rid of, and I rewrote something else, which was the intro, to replace that one, right?
Okay,
so
can you send me the info file, please?
It's already there in the file folder.
Where?
There's an intro document that I just added.
You just
2 days
added.
Ago.
Okay, let me see.
It says intro.
Let's see. I don't see an info for recipe journal, right?
Yes.
Added
yes,
3 days ago. Okay.
Yeah. So the other one that's there that Jane had modified, I guess, the one that I can't delete.
Mm-hmm.
I want to delete that because that was what I had written originally.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to use that. I want
okay.
to use the intro that I just wrote.
Okay.
So
I do understand about the intro. What about the rest of the details? Like what exactly is supposed to go in the journal? Because I am trying to find files. As I said before, I just need a time to get a handle on things. Now you
yeah.
fill out
so
a
maybe,
ebook form.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So maybe I need to go through this at some point with you as to what I have to complete.
Yes.
I've never been clear about what it was that I needed to do versus
okay.
what you guys were supposed to be doing.
Now, Marilyn, before we go forward, I want to make a few things clear, okay? When I said there's
yeah.
a change of management, basically my boss, who's currently my boss, has bought the brand off from the original owners, okay?
Okay,
so it's
okay.
currently completely under new management. We even have an office in a different location now. Originally, the office used to be in Texas. However, we have
okay.
shifted the entire system to New York, okay?
Okay.
So right now I'm just connecting with all the clients and seeing what's going on. Okay. I'm trying to connect all the dots and see how the information is going to work. So now I've been working in this field for the last 7 years, okay?
Okay.
I've dealt with several projects. And right now what I understand is that you haven't been guided properly on how things are supposed to be done, correct?
Right.
Okay. I will be dropping you a detailed message in a few days. Okay, as I need a few days just to get a handle on things, and I have a lot of projects on my hand as well. So I will be
okay.
managing your project going forward. Okay.
Okay.
But first things first, let me just fill you in on how basically the process is going to work. When you start writing a book, the four most important thing is the foundation. Now, the foundation for a book is the outline, okay? First,
okay.
you need to develop an outline. That will tell us, okay, how many chapters are in the book and a small description of each chapter. Okay, this is what is contained in said chapter, okay?
Okay, so this is a book. This is a journal, a recipe journal.
It's called a journal as well. Even if it is
so
a journal.
So there is no chapters. Yeah.
It can be one single line, but we need to have an idea of what we are going to write about. If we have no data on what we're supposed to write on, how exactly we'll be able to do it. Get my point?
No, I understand that. Okay, so really what the gist of this was supposed to be was I would add some of my recipes. There were stories around my recipes, and if you actually read the intro that I wrote,
mm-hmm.
I want the majority of the book for somebody to be able to complete or to add their own recipes, their own stories around those recipes, and then, you know, everything that goes, all the details that goes into actually making the recipe and all the rest of that stuff. Anything that they need to add. So there would be, you know, 2 or 3 pages per recipe. It would allow them to say what category those, or, you know, what type of recipe it would be. So whether it was something for dinner or it was a dessert recipe or mm-hmm. whatever it was. The majority of the book would be completely like blank for them to be able to enter all of the information for themselves.
Okay.
I have added some recipes of my own that I wanted to share just to give them a sense of how they might want to add their own recipes and stories around, you know,
okay,
their family.
Okay, now I understand how this works. Okay, now I have a good idea. So you're not making a journal for yourself. You're making a journal for other people. Because,
Yes. Yeah,
I was initially confused. You were just writing a journal about, you know, your general life, and you want that published. But you're talking in a way, okay, now I understand that you are, like, making a journal with general template, and just to give a direction to anyone who reads it, and then, you know, they can make their own story as they go along.
Right.
Okay, understood.
Yeah. And like, if you read the intro, I mean, it kind of explains what my thought process was around why I wanted to put this together.
Mm-hmm.
And that'll give you a better sense of kind of what the content or the template should be for the majority of the book. At the very back of the book, I did add some substitution type stuff, but there's more things that could, like, if you guys could research to find out, like, what's the best stuff to put at the back of the book that would go along with recipes. So I put in substitutions, but, you know, like cooking times and all kinds of stuff like that. Or I can do some further investigation and kind of give you some outlines of stuff that generally would go into this type of, like, a cookbook kind of thing.
I have a question. Just asking. You're going for a cookbook-style journal, right?
Right. That's a blank one.
Yeah.
The majority is blank.
Majority of it is blank. Why not add a bit of flair using illustration or a picture just to, you know, grab the audience a bit more?
Okay. Yeah, we can do that.
Okay.
Where would these pictures come from, though?
If it's an illustration, we do have an illustration team that would be capable of doing them. Did you know?
Okay.
Since we do have a cover design. Not cover design in this sense, something has to be, if it's a journal, it has to be, and since it is for cooking, something warm and something inviting, right?
Yes.
Okay. I do have an understanding of things now. I'll be getting in touch with you next week again once I have a good idea. I want to talk to my team and see what we can do for you and what we can move ahead with, okay?
Yeah. I mean, if it's not possible to do, then, you know, I guess we can not do the project and I can just get my money back and figure out another way of doing it. But you can tell me if it's doable.
We should be able to do it. But right now, I'm just trying to clear things out. Because one thing I'm just making very sure for you, we are just getting in touch with old clients. Right now, the company has been bought by someone else. The brand is
right
under someone else. So at this time, because the original company went bankrupt and they just, so a lot happened and they lost a lot of stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right now, especially regarding refunds are not something that's going to be possible, but we're just connecting with old clients to get in touch and hopefully get the work done.
Okay.
This is just due diligence on our end, unfortunately. We can't really do much more than that.
Okay, then I guess you guys have to do the best and make this happen.
Yeah. So that's why I'm saying I need some days to get in touch to see what we can do, okay? And
okay,
then we'll have another conversation on it. When will you be available next week?
So I'm going on vacation. I'm flying out on Wednesday. So from the 5th to the 12th, I'm away. So either Monday sometime or, you know,
Monday
earlier or Tuesday.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll check in with you Monday or Tuesday. If I'm not able to do that, then when you come back, we can get in touch again and, you know, continue the project. Okay?
Okay.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Carla, it was nice talking to you, and we'll keep in touch.
Yeah.
Have a good day.
Okay. Thanks. You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.